All right, we're going to come back into session here. Next up on the list is item F, discussion direction, possible action regarding resolution intended of the Board of Supervisors to participate in the proposed EIFD. Ms. Lawson.
Good afternoon, Supervisors. Sherry Lawson, Deputy County Administrator, back before you today to discuss potentially adopting a resolution of intent, which essentially says Siskiyou County, the County of Siskiyou, is interested in entering into a joint partnership with the City of Mount Shasta for an enhanced infrastructure financing district as a taxing entity participant, as well as having input on the Public Finance Authority Board. I brought this item to the board on November 7th, but there was some reservations. There were some concerns that were brought up specifically regarding the EIFD boundary map. There was, I think, misunderstanding on the parcels that Supervisor Kopseff wanted included on the map, so those were omitted inadvertently. There was also concerns regarding the county's representation on the Public Finance Board and some questions regarding the impact to the general fund. So because of those questions, this item was deferred pending further discussion. We did have a meeting with the City of Mount Shasta and a representative from Cosmont to clarify some of the points that were concerns for the board. Arising from that meeting, the board is able to have a bigger representation on the Public Finance Authority Board than originally thought. The board can consist of up to two. It can be two board members. The board can be composed from 5 members all the way to 10 members. It just depends. That would be something that the board would work with the City of Mount Shasta. The only caveat is that there is at least 2 members of the public appointed, one from the city, one from the county, and so our board is able to have as much representation on the PFA as we want. The second concern was the boundary map. We were able to identify, and it is included in the board packet, the correct parcels to be included in the EIFD boundary map. To accommodate that, we are able to accommodate that because we're still very much in the formation process. So if the board chooses to incorporate or wishes to have those parcels incorporated into the map, then City of Mount Shasta would have to go back and readopt the resolution of intent, which would extend the time. It would extend the time and it would take to develop the EIFD. And lastly, revenues from the general fund. The boundaries that are included on the county boundaries have seen an increase of about $23,000 over the last decade. If you expand that out over 50 years, it's about $115,000. Half of that would go to the EIFD. Half of that would be retained by the county. Of course, the intent of an EIFD is that is predicted to grow. But again, we would anticipate getting a more comprehensive understanding of the implications to the general fund once the infrastructure financing plan is finalized. So with that updated information, today staff is seeking direction, one of 3 options, either one, to adopt the original resolution as presented on November 7th, which is included in your board packet. 2 is to amend the boundary map, which again would extend the term of the development of the EIFD, and it would have caused Mount Shasta to have to readopt the resolution. Or 3, you can opt to not proceed with the resolution of intent and withdraw from participation in the Mount Shasta Enhanced Financing District.
Okay.
So with that, I will turn it back to you for questions.
Thank you. I'm going to go to public comment. Is there anyone online?
Showing none online.
See, Mr. Uhas, you're any words that you want to speak to before the board, before we get to the discussion?
I assure you that
you need
job.
To come up.
Okay.
And then Ms. Lawson didn't speak, but for the record, we did have a meeting, and Supervisor Kopseff and I were in attendance with with the city.
Yes. Todd Uhas, city manager of Mount Shasta.
I don't have anything to add at this time. We had Joe on the line. He had to go to another meeting to about 11. I'm sure he did a great job in covering this. In our meeting, the additional parcels that you'd like to have added, we will add, which would require us, as Sherry said, to readopt the resolution of intent through our city council. Besides that, I've got nothing else to add.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, let's bring it back to the board. Did you want to say something?
Yeah.
My name is Quentin Gaddy. I'm the Director of Business Development for Siskiyou Economic Development, and I'm speaking on behalf of Siskiyou Economic Development. We just wanted to say that we are extremely in favor of this project. We've been working with both the city and the county on this process all the way back to when Bruce Pope was the manager in 2019, and so this has been a long slog in the mud. But at the end of the day, do we think this is going to create progress, create jobs, investments in business, and further development in the area or not? We're in favor that it will, and we ask that the board to vote in accordance with that. Thank you.
Okay. We're bringing it back to the board for discussion. We'd like to start. Michael?
Sure. It's unfortunate. I've tried to give this some legs to it, but I don't necessarily like that we have to amend and to bring those properties in, because I thought when we first talked there was enough time to do that, and I'm still surprised that some of the areas that were not included are already under moratorium that can't be built on, because those to me would have been a high priority, as well as the other parcel that I had indicated. I don't want to get in the way for the city of Mount Shasta, and I don't want to bog this down, so at this point I'm just kind of like, look, county not pursue this and let the city go alone. I don't want to get in their way and slow this process down.
So, anyone else want to weigh in?
What's the benefit to the county? Well, first question to me is how much has the county spent just doing the research so far?
I think in terms of dollars, it would be hard to quantify at this point. It's staff time. It would be my time, Angela's time, meetings on the supervisor's
which
part.
Has been substantial, hasn't it?
It has. It has, but it was requested, and we wanted to fully vet the whole process. So again, staff time is the only expense at this point.
Over the course of this, how much do you think the county will actually benefit if we move forward? And I'll finish. And what's the detriment to the county if we don't support it?
Okay. Sorry. Anna was having issues.
The benefit that the county, I'm skeptical to the benefit that the county would actually experience, because so much is based on if it's developed, if businesses come in. So it's really hard to quantify. Potentially the benefit would be great to the county, but that also wouldn't be realized for another 50. And again, all based on assumptions. The detriment to the county, I don't know that there would be any. Property taxes would remain the same. That they're continuing, they're growing, albeit slow. A detriment to the county is if we did decide to participate in the EIFD, we would be contributing 50% of that incremental increase to the city of Mount Shasta, which, you know, maybe small dollars, but it's ballistic helmets for the task force. It's a step increase for an employee that desperately needs it. Every little penny adds up, so that would be the detriment to the county, is that we would be committing those future funds for 50 years to this project on the assumption that it's going to be developed.
What's the benefit to the county if we don't participate?
So I'm sorry, I'm struggling today. The benefit to the county if we don't participate would be that we would retain our tax base 100% of it.
And if Mount Shasta is able to pull this off and the tax base grows there, whether it's TOT or sales tax, we benefit from that growth.
We
still
would. We would.
Do we have the option of opting in at a different point?
It is my understanding that we do, but the process is complicated. And I have not vetted that process yet with Cosmot. He would have the answers, but he unfortunately had to leave for a different meeting. He is online if you would like him to answer.
Better you 100%.
Sure.
Good afternoon.
Yep.
Joe Diegas here with Cosmot. I can be heard. That works.
So, this is Supervisor Ogren. Does the county have the option to opt in at a later date?
Yes, Supervisor, the county does indeed. The process to join in a future year is a what we call an amendment to the governing document, the infrastructure financing plan, and that amendment would trigger a set of public meetings and hearings akin to the public meetings and hearings that are conducted at the point of formation. So it's an amendment of the plan and then a series of approximately 4 public meetings and hearings, 30 days apart.
Great, thank you.
Supervisor Chris, anything?
Yeah, I'm not sure. He thinks the staff are complaining on this. Worth exploring. For me, I agree with the vision for where to take us to. I'm just uncertain of the steps. I agree with the vision. I'm just uncertain of the results and the exact steps that are going to get us to that vision or to those goals. The map omissions, you are further delayed. I'm concerned somewhat with the downtown businesses, the impacts they'll have on their recruitment of customers. Now Shasta can still do its part. We're not stopping that from happening at all. For the board rep, county, city, I think it'd be really better for the city of Shasta to capture its ownership on this. And then lastly, for the county, there's lots of areas where this could happen, where we could potentially do this, a lot of visions in different spots and goals, but that would slowly and over time chip away at the general fund in several areas that we would have to consider and do so.
Thank you, Ms. Lawson, for all the time and effort you put into this. I know there's always, what if scenarios we have. At the end of the day, I do support this. I support my community, and I'll frame it this way. Mount Shasta is very much an economic driver. South County is an economic driver for the county, for TOT tax in particular. Infrastructure is something dearly needed I'm going to use the landing as the example. I've said this once, I'll say it again, I'll say it for the last time, maybe at least as a board chair. My highlight of my career is that, where's the for sale sign on that landing property? They need infrastructure there, and it's complicated. I give the city of Mount Shasta credit for thinking outside the box to do something. As much as I might be reserved about where that might go, I think the tax loss or tax thing is, relatively speaking, minimal, so I think the risk was minimal, mitigated. Again, I do support this, so with that, I want to make the recommended motion and see where that lands. So let me do that. Let me start. Ready?
So is it the recommended motion just for the adoption of the original resolution?
Yes, the initial resolution. Yeah, because that would not hold anything up. Because they've already adopted their process. And I get that we can maybe go back into it, but that's a big process unto itself. That would take even more steps, to be honest with you.
Make an amended motion to not pursue.
Okay, so procedurally, how does that work?
You have to deal with this one first.
Okay, so we have a secondary motion to not pursue.
Second.
Roll call.
So give me a second here. The first motion was to adopt the resolution, the original resolution.
That was mine.
Without modifications to the boundary map. Did I have a second for that one?
Yes.
an amended motion overrode that.
Okay, so the other motion, Gopseff, and who else?
Sugal. So you have to take that, you have to do that roll call first.
Okay, and that was the second motion.
I think that's the first time I've ever had to do that.
I've done it once at RCRC.
Okay. All right.
Learn it.
And this was the one, the second motion was to not adopt the resolution.
To not pursue it.
Not pursue it.
Okay. Supervisor Help.
I still think it's a bad business decision for the town. I don't know. All right, yes on this.
Yes.
On the amended motion.
Okay. Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
And I already stated all my viewpoints, so yes.
On, this is the one to not pursue.
To not pursue.
That's correct. And this one,
you're a yes.
I left the phraseology in it, but the yes is a yes on this one.
Okay. Supervisor Ogren.
I'm a yes to not pursue.
And Supervisor Donsway.
No.
Okay.
Thank you.
Alrighty. Boy. That was different.
That was different. Okay. On to item G, personnel.
Haley Hudson, Deputy County Administrator. The county has created a new unit of employees which contains attorney classifications only. The attorney unit merged from the organized employees of Siskiyou County, the professional unit, and the confidential unit. The attorney unit is not an organized bargaining unit, so therefore this resolution will set forth salary and certain terms and conditions of employment for this new unit. It's recommended the board adopt the resolution that sets forth the attorney unit salary schedule and certain terms and conditions of employment for a term of December 24, 2023 through January 31st, 2027.
Any questions from the board?
Go ahead.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Kopsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
I'll be aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure. H. Personnel.
Haley Hudson, Deputy County Administrator. So in conjunction with the prior item and as a result of the creation of the new attorney unit, attached for adoption is a resolution amending the Siskiyou County salary schedule and the position allocation list. It's recommended the board adopt the resolution amending the Siskiyou County salary schedule and position allocation list effective December 24th, 2023.
I'll make the recommended motion.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobson.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure. Okay, item 8, Board of Supervisors. Status of local emergency related illegal counts.
I would make the recommended motion. I would make the motion to continue.
Continue. Thank you.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbs.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes. 8D is the local emergency related to McKinley Fire Burn.
Brian's.
Good. Afternoon. Director of Emergency Services of that. Item B can be terminated. We have your written.
Okay. So, move to terminate then.
Thank you. Alrighty. Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Oh, yes.
Thank you.
Appointments.
Okay, 9A, this is the continued from the last board meeting. It is a one public member for the County Service Area 3 Advisory Committee. This would be a member at large representative. We had Mr. Tom Hastings as the incumbent, and last meeting we did not know for sure. We had not heard from him if he was interested in continuing.
Okay, so I did speak to him right after the meeting, actually, and he's willing to continue to fill the spot. So I'll make the recommended motion to appoint him.
Second.
So, all right, Supervisor Help.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobbsa.
Aye.
Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yes.
Thank you.
I think that does it all, right?
Yes.
I believe that is it.
Okay, we're going to closed session.
Yes.
Thank you all for coming.